James White was asked repeatedly in a debate with Peter Van Cleek a question about whether or not there's any verse in the New Testament that isn't subject to change based on new archaeological discoveries. And I'll play the clip for you in a moment so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And White responds by claiming that it would be highly improbable, basically, for textual criticism to ever yield any new evidence that would alter certain portions of the New Testament that he thinks are settled. Now, that was not an actual answer to the question. It was a diversion. But even so, what he said begs the question, how can anything in the Bible be settled according to modern text criticism when the Nestle-Aland Greek New Testament is on its 28th edition? It kind of seems like they do want to alter the text of Scripture, and they have done it over and over and over again. So it makes sense to ask the question about whether or not so-called scholars would call into question any verse in the Bible. I mean, we already know they want to chop out Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 20, the woman taken in adultery, 1 John 5, 7, and other passages. The question is a valid one. Van Cleek is not asking about the probability of a new discovery being unearthed that could potentially change any verse in Scripture. He's essentially asking if, hypothetically, textual critics could find evidence to change any verse in the Bible. Would you, James White, accept that? And if so, is there any verse that is off limits? White can't answer a question like that honestly. He says words, and you'll see in the clip, he says a bunch of words, as many false prophets do, to distract from the issue at hand, while claiming that Van Cleek's question is asked and answered. He likes to say that, asked and answered. It's like, is there any verse you wouldn't be willing to change based on new manuscript discoveries? And he chooses to respond to that by basically saying, well, that just wouldn't happen. It's like, okay, that's not the question. I realize that. I didn't ask that. See for yourself how James White dances around this issue and refuses to simply answer the question being presented to him by Peter Van Cleek. Why? Because he knows it would make his position look really, really bad. The reality is there is no verse that is off limits for these textual critics, for people like James White. They would potentially change any verse. It doesn't matter what he claims. It's obvious that based on new discoveries, they would potentially change any verse in the Bible. Watch how he dances around that issue in this debate and doesn't just admit it, because again, he knows that it would make his position look really, really bad if he was honest about where it eventually leads.
If there was evidence found about anything, in any verse in the Bible, if there was sufficient old evidence, papyri evidence from the second century, is there any verse that you would not change if we could find evidence for that change?
The theoretical question being asked is, could we find a papyrus that contains, say, one chapter from the Gospel of John that would have new readings in it? It's extremely unlikely that that would happen because of the fact that we already have those very, very early papyrus manuscripts. And we know what the Gospel of John looked like all the way up to possibly as early as 100 AD. So would we love to have such new discoveries? It would be wonderful. Would those in any way disrupt the message of the Gospel of John? There's really no reason to think that that could happen.
So again, if we could find a second century manuscript that changed the Gospel of John in some way that you don't think it should be changed now, would you be willing to change it?
Asked and answered. I just answered that question.
Okay, so I suppose it's a yes.
The reality is that there is an assumption, a hidden assumption being made, that you could have a second century manuscript that has no copies that had nothing to do with the transmission of the text over time. And we have not yet encountered anything like that. And so it's a theoretical question that's a fantasy. It doesn't have anything really meaningful to do with actually doing textual criticism.
So, again, it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? Tell me if I'm wrong, that if we found evidence to change a passage of Scripture for any verse in the New Testament, you would be willing, not to say that you would, but you would be willing to change any verse in the New Testament based on the evidence.
Again,
is that
you're
correct?
Wrong. Again, you're wrong because you don't... I'm with all due respect, having read your book about poking the bear, I don't see that you've ever done textual criticism, and hence you are making up fantastic theoretical ideas that don't work in the real world, because we are talking about how a text has come down to us, and it's come down through multiple lines. So you're talking about one line, I'm talking about multiple lines. Unless you can refute that it has come through multiple lines, the rest of it really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just not going to give my questions answered tonight. So Dr. Riddle asked you this question before. You gave a similar answer. And so I guess I'm pressing you on it again. This is an opportunity, someone who has a doctor's degree, to answer the question whether or not there's a single verse of the Bible that you would not be willing to change if there were evidence to change it.
Ask
this is
answer.
A simple question that could be answered by someone with master's degrees, 170-some mediated debates. Like, I'd think that this could be something you could answer. So is that a yes or a no?
Out of respect for the audience, asked and answered. I have already answered the question. You are assuming things that are not in evidence. Provide things that are in evidence. We can have meaningful conversation.
Okay.